Super hit country, Kick 92 FM, James House. Think that's a real good way to wind up lonesome? Well, maybe he's right. Wow, wow. 6 minutes past six. The Old Ranger and Miss Dumplin' on the radio for program number 72. I don't know, we're kind of getting things straightened up here this morning. I was looking at my certified letter. I'll be getting into that in a minute. Getting my dander all up. Blood pressure will be rising.
Right in the heart of State College, PA, there's a place where time gets everywhere you want to be.
If you're having a party, call us about the Kick Music Machine. Christmas parties, wedding dances, reunions, any function that needs great music, the Kick Music Machine. Great for partying, dancing, and having fun. Is it true, Ranger, you will no longer be able to use the name Music Machine? Is that true? Still icking this morning, huh? Oh, well, no hill for a stepper. Sawyer Brown, hard to say. Not that hard, I just said it.
A dark cloud hanging out over my head.
Like Hassan Pfeffer. Hard for me to say. And that Shalabala with a Calahaspe expialidocious, or I could never say that. 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. The Ranger and Miss Dumplin' on the radio, and Woody the postman just on the phone with me. Was that certified letter I delivered down at the radio station to you yesterday, Jim Travis? Said you're not getting fired, are you? Well, no, Woody. I got the letter right here. I'm going to read a little bit of it, but I'm going to wait for a few more people to get up. Shortly past 7 o'clock, I'll get into that. Doesn't look like I'm going to be able to use a name that I've used for 20 years. 20 years.
Hey, it's me, the birthday guy! Happy
birthday guy! Bye-bye!
The birthday guy, brought to you in part by Mojo and Suji Bar at the highly inconvenient store way out on the highway, plumb on the other side of town. There goes Mama heading down the freeway. Appreciate you dropping by, whatever you dropped by. Jim W., oops, darn it, can I say Jim W.W., Travis? Let me see what Tom Allen's certified letter here says about using W.W. I don't know. For right now, I'll call myself Jim W.W., Travis. Is that perfectly all right with you, Tom Allen?
You are a woman with long nails.
I'll be contacting Sean Dunlap a little bit later this morning, getting to handle my case. Yo, Mama, what time is it?
It's 13 minutes after 6.
What time does this radio program start? Does it start at 13 minutes past 6 o'clock? This is the first I've heard from you all morning.
I have been busy doing your chores.
My chores? You don't know. It's Music Machine thing here's got me frustrated.
Kick 92 FM.
It don't start saying kick. We're going to see one computer out in the yard. It's kick, not ick. I'm Jim W.W. Travis. That's Joe Mama.
You know, the first one into the office gets the best.
Yeah, you know you're in trouble when you get a certified letter. You got that little green thing across the top, and it comes from somebody with the name of Sneed, Vine, Wilkerson, Selman, and Perry. For crying out loud, sue the old Ranger!
Kick 92 FM. Weather.
Through Friday, high in the mid-90s. There is a slight chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday.
And at the Kick Pool and Patio, 62 degrees.
Kick 92 FM.
Weekend's gonna drive me crazy. Smile, Ranger, it could be worse. Well, no, I don't guess it could. Yeah, I could get my car and my house. Mobile home.
Too young people.
Living on love, 20 minutes past 6 o'clock. Let's go over to Metro Traffic and check in with Tweed Scott. Good morning, Tweed.
Well, good morning there, Trav. How's it going?
Wonderful so far.
Well, that's great. I'm happy to hear that. Right now,
we're Superhead Country, Kick 92 FM. Jim and Joe, 6:25, Friday morning, program 72. At Ranger Park, 62 degrees this morning.
Really walking to the...
Who died and put Tom Allen in charge anyway?
Nigel puts it perfectly.
Exactly. Thank 7:05, I will address that. 6:30 with the Ranger and Miss Dumplin', Kick 92. Going to be a nice day today. There's rain in the forecast for the weekend. And coming up next Saturday, it's the Round Rock Safety Day. We'll be getting more into that as time gets a little bit closer. Tracy Bird is still holding heaven. Here, hold this. Pam Tillis' hit song on Superhit Country, Kick 92 FM. every time you walk into the room. Don't call right now, but the next time you hear this, that's the lonesome dove sound. It's a signal for you to be my 10th caller and play in the Lucky Pick 4 game this morning. I'll do that before 7 o'clock. Don't call right now. I was just letting you get used to hearing the sound. But the next time you hear the whoa-de-boo-de-boo, can you do that? You make that sound?
What was that sound?
That's what that guy said on the radio the other day. Anyway, we'll do the Lucky Pick 4. You might win a Kick t-shirt this morning, one of the limited edition Jim W.W. Travis t-shirts. I guess I can still call myself W.W. I'll have to check with Tom Allen first, though. He runs the damn world now. Sorry, Joe Mama.
That's all right, honey. Just Ray John.
Probably Sean Dunlap on the phone right now. I'll be back in a minute.
New Silverstone Echo.
It's 14 minutes before 7 o'clock. Chad heard the lonesome dove sound in the background. Chad, you ready to play my Lucky Pick 4 game this morning?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
All right, let me scramble up the prize doors here. Got to do that first. Put them behind different doors. I've got a Kick t-shirt. It's one of the special editions, Chad, with a great good-looking picture of the Ranger on the front. Which door do you pick, Chad? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Let's go with door 3.
Door 3? All right, punch 3 on your phone, Chad.
Number 3.
3.
You win.
You win.
A poke in the eye.
A poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Ah, darn it, Chad. You didn't get the t-shirt, but you did win a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. I will be sending you a certificate in the mail. The pokes in the eye will be passed out at the end of the season at the highly unconvenient store all at one time. Chad, are you a happy camper this morning?
Oh, I'm okay. I got another eye.
Okay. Well, you may win another contest, though, dude. I'll put your name in the pot for the drawing Friday afternoon, this afternoon at 5, of all the people that have won pokes in the eyes or kicks in the butt. And you still might get a t-shirt out of it, Chad.
That'll be all right.
All right. Thank you for listening to Kick. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Have yourself a good one. It's 12 before 7 o'clock, Jim and Joe. And I know I have hogged the microphone this morning. This Tom Allen mess has got me just upset and
running around. Are you in a dither?
No, I'm not in a dither. I came in my Chevy. He left in a drunken stupor. That's strange. He arrived in a pickup truck. I know. Just shut up.
I want to tell you something.
Oh, well, you better hurry. I'll push
your idol. One of your idols was James Dean. Uh-huh. Am I correct?
You're correct. Yeah.
His real name was James Dean Bryan.
I never knew that after all
these years. Byron.
Byron.
Not Bryan. Yeah. Byron. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was killed on this date in 1955. This is the anniversary of his date.
I used to know the old boy's name that was in the wreck with him that actually survived and is still alive, but I forgot. It had a real goofy name, Crab Apple, or, you know, some odd name.
Some name.
What year?
1955.
1955.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Give me that
wing. Yeah, Chad Tabor's on his way to work this morning, as happy as he can possibly be. He just want a poke in the eye, the old Ranger, at 7 minutes before 7 on Kick.
You would have been happier with a picture of my weasel.
Well, sure. He's got a poke in the eye. He's damn lucky he didn't get a kick in the bud.
My two favorite people in the whole world are heading in the door right now. What a deal.
Great googly moogly.
Settle down, Travis. You're having way too much fun
really?
For a man that's being sued by Tom Allen.
Coochie.
Oh, Joe,
let
Mama.
Let me catch up.
Somebody out at the highly inconvenient store just spent $14.95 and pushed the hoochie-coochie button. Mojo and Suji Bar are open for business.
They'll be sued.
I know. Wonder if I can still say hoochie-coochie, huh? Have to check with Tom on that. Anyway, I'll have my major announcement shortly past 7 o'clock this morning on Kick 92 FM. Are you poised to speak,
yeah,
or are you just looking at me in admiration?
Do you know what happened in 1960?
Oh, for crying out loud, what?
The last Howdy Doody show was televised.
It's Howdy Doody.
And do you remember what happened on that show?
Of course not.
I wasn't around yet.
What?
But Clarabelle the Clown spoke for the very first and last time and said, goodbye, kids. Yeah. The only time Clarabelle ever spoke.
Mr. Green Jean flashed the audience.
That was... Kangaroo Court.
I'm sorry.
Captain Kangaroo.
I didn't know who it was.
Austin's super hit.
Hi, everybody. I'm the Ranger, Jim W.W. Travis, the last of the Sunshine Cowboys. Devotee and aficionado. 3 minutes past 7 o'clock. The announcement is next.
In a cowboy band.
6 minutes past 7 o'clock. Jim W.W. Travis. Let me say it one more time. Music machine. I don't know if I'll ever be able to say that again. Now, what the big deal is, a lot of you folks have listened to me over the years, and you've known that I've had the music machine that I've taken around and played for parties, for dancing and having fun. My music machine has been to more weddings than most preachers. As a matter of fact, I started it back in 1974 when I was a young, aspiring DJ at that other radio station that I was at for so long that fired me because they said I wasn't a 90s DJ, which is fine. And then I went to San Antonio and left Tom Allen in charge of one of my music machines while I was gone. And Tom and I shared the profit from that. And I took Tom under my wing, taught him everything he knows, not everything I know about the music machine. I came back to Austin and went back to that radio station and worked again. And Tom used the music machine logo over on Case. I used it on KVET. And things were fine. And then I go to Arkansas and come back down here and work for Kick Radio. Still calling my sound system the music machine, which it is. It's a machine that makes music. And lo and behold, a certified letter arrives in the mail yesterday, delivered by Woody the Postman, so you know it's official. You've got to worry when you get a letter that says, certified mail, return receipt requested. From Sneed, Vine, Wilkerson, Selma, and Perry. A very impressive-sounding law firm, indeed. The letter. Gentlemen, we represent Mr. Tom Allen, doing business as Tom Allen's Music Machine, who has for a number of years used the service mark Music Machine in connection with his business. In addition, he has expended a considerable money and effort in publicizing and promoting this name to customers and potential customers to the point that the service mark, Music Machine, has become associated with his business of providing mobile disc jockey service, providing music for wedding receptions, company parties, class reunions, and proms. In addition, Music Machine was registered by the Secretary of State pursuant to a certificate of trademark or service trademark registration dated September 14, 1994. Our client advises that the words Music Machine have been recently used by one Mr. Travis individually and have been promoted on Kick 92 FM radio in connection with a business similar to our clients. It is our position that such use by you constitutes an infringement, an unfair competition. Page 2. Accordingly, our client has authorized and directed us to formally demand that you stop using the term music machine or any mark substantially similar thereto and in any and all aspects, including but not limited to on the air announcements, newsprint advertising, letterhead, or any other form or use or publication. If this infringement and unfair competition is not stopped by October 7th, 1994, we reserve the right to pursue any available legal or equitable remedies on behalf of our client, including but not limited to injunctive relief and damages. We would be happy to discuss this with you or your lawyers if you so desire. Signed, Mr. Sam R. Perry. Joe Mama, or am I in a lot of trouble or what? I mean, I even put on my bifocal glasses to read that damn thing.
Well.
So I can no longer call. Well, I came up with the name The Music Machine 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using it 20 years. And now Tom Allen says you cannot use that name anymore. Now, look, don't go calling Tom Allen on the telephone this morning and ragging on him. Don't do that. That would be. I have already taken care of it. I have talked to Sean Dunlop.
You have the right to sue! Call me, Sean Dunlop, attorney at law.
Well, I was sitting here just kind of thinking, I can't call myself the music machine anymore. The operation, the music machine. I guess I need to call Sean Dunlap.
You don't have to have a cow in order to get milk.
And Sean Dunlap said he's going to get me $7 million. Seven.
Don't think you have a case? I bet you do. Call me, Sean Dunlap, attorney at law.
Jim W. W. Travis.
Or not last year, but it was up for drawing out a song as long as you possibly can award. You may have won, I don't remember.
It was kind of like a snake or something.
Oh, crying out loud. Lige, be quiet. I got Mojo on the line from the Highly Unconvenient Store. Good morning, Mojo.
Oh, good morning, Ranger Jim. This is Mojo.
Hi.
I am right. I am mad. I think that the social injustice being done.
What in the world are you talking about, Mojo?
Or that goofball over at that cruddy radio station.
Oh, it's a nice station. Don't go call him cruddy now.
Oh, God, that's true. It made me so mad that, you know, John could do that to you.
Yeah, I was going to have the music. That thing that I take out and play. Can I still say music, Joe Mama?
I don't know.
I was going to have it out at your highly inconvenient store, but now we can't call it anything. It'll just say, well, the sign can't say anything now.
Oh, no. It's so bad. Actually, what I'm really shocked about and surprised about is that you can read.
Now I'm irate with you. See you later, Mr. Jerkmore. All this stress, man, I don't need any bad noise from my friends. Tom's taking care enough of that.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana.
Old buddy Tom saying, hey, Ranger, I was just funning. We know you own the name Music Machine and have for 20 years. Hello, Ranger daughter.
How are you this morning?
Pretty good. What's going on with you today?
Aren't you pretty good friends with Mr. Allen at Allen's Boots?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, you might want to talk to him so he doesn't get sued and have to lose the name for Allen's Boots.
Hey, that's right. His name is Allen. Tom is named Allen, for crying out loud. I'm glad you thought of that. We don't want to get none of our clients sued.
Especially if Tom Allen wears boots.
Oh,
then...
boy. The plot thickens. Thank you, Ranger daughter.
Country Callin'.
And Kick 92 FM. Super hit country. Love can't stop on a dime. 27 minutes past 7 o'clock with Jim W.W. Travis. Just gave Chad Tabers a special edition limited number t-shirt, the Ranger Jim Kick t-shirts.
Ranger.
Yes, Wesley?
You want me to go out and take care of you-know-who?
What are you talking about, Wesley?
You-know-who. I think I can take him.
You think you can take Tom Allen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Wesley, you don't come up to Tom Allen's knee.
I can still take him.
Well,
I've seen him.
No, I don't know. Maybe No. This has got to be a legal battle, a battle of wits, not a battle of twits.
Okie dokie.
But I appreciate you thinking about me,
okay.
Wesley. Thank you. Now, don't go over and buy any more lottery tickets today. Boy, your mama jumped me yesterday.
Not even the used ones?
Oh, you can buy the used ones, yeah. You can buy them.
Is this a new thing?
They've come a long way.
Miss Dumplin, it's 7:31, and the people out in the huddle are concerned, Joe Mama?
Yes, we need to make sure everybody understands that, because it is serious. They're concerned about, are you still going to be able to do the Stacey Wolf charity, benefit thing?
Yeah, we got a benefit dance coming up on October the 8th at the Huddle Fire Hall. And, of course, I am using the music machine, and the people that are putting the party together said, does this mean that you can't do it and help raise money for the little girl? No.
Wrong.
No, I can still do it. Mr. Allen says that I may use it. Well, it is October 7th, though, when I've got to quit using the name. I guess then I'll have to say, the Jim W.W. Travis.
Well, you just
do
need to be like Prince and go buy a symbol.
Go buy a symbol. I've got a symbol.
A symbol.
I've got a symbol for Tom. Actually, it's not a symbol. It's more or less of a... The name Music Machine is kind of descriptive of what a mobile DJ sound system is, but so is airline. I wonder... if the airlines, there can only be one, like Southwest Airlines, can all the rest, can they say, well, we're an airline, you can't use the terminology airline because...
We had it first, we want to keep it, we don't want nobody else in the world to use the word. Oh, picky, 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 grow up for crying out loud.
Kick 92 FM.
Nitpicking over something so ignorant that even somebody from Arkansas wouldn't have thought about it. Ain't no cure for the summertime blues. 23 before 8 o'clock, 62 degrees out in Ranger Park. A little shower activity moving into the area. It should be here by Saturday or Sunday. Since Tom Allen and his lawyers tell me that I can no longer use the name Music Machine, Joe Mom and I were sitting here this morning trying to figure out what the heck can I call my mobile DJ sound system. I guess, well, if I had any time, which I don't, if I had any time, I could call Tom right now and ask him, oh, Tom, what name can I use for crying out loud? Since you're running my entire life, go ahead and pick out a new name for it. But I don't have time to call him myself.
Geek 92 FM.
Much too busy for that right now. Maybe a little later, I know. This is Blackhawk on Kick 92. Goodbye says it all.
says it all.
Kick 92, the Ranger.
Morning, Ranger.
Howdy.
I just want to tell you a couple of things this morning.
All right, what you got?
The first thing is, the greatest thing about your show is I don't have to listen to Tom Allen in the morning.
And the second best thing?
Is I don't know where that tub of guts gets off that he has got the only music machine around. Now, he might can sue you, but I can damn sure call it Ranger Jim's music machine.
That's Chris Ledoux. How do you do? My name is Chris Ledoux. It'd be a neat name to have. I'm Jim Music Machine Travis. Yes, I am.
That sounds good. But, Ranger Jim Music. And your belt buckle that says WW?
Turn your mic
upside down.
Yeah, then it'd say M and M. That'd be easy enough to do. Jim Music Machine Travis has a certain ring to it, doesn't
it? Sure. That sounds great.
Kinky Friedman's coming to town, huh?
Yeah. One of my favorite people in the whole world. He has a new book out called Armadillas and Old Lace, and it's set in the hill country, the theme of this book.
Mm-hmm. Where's he going to have his signing, records or book
at
signing?
The book store.
Joe Mama's narrowed it way down.
Well, I left my little book at home.
There's only 500 bookstores. Oh,
it's going to be at the bookstore, Ranger Jim. It's going to be at the bookstore, Ranger Jim.
My name is Catherine Williams Bautista.
We're going to have more hot weather through Friday with a high in the mid-90s. A slight chance of rain over the weekend. Slight chance.
And Ranger Park, 62 degrees. Feels good outside, huh? Good morning, Jim. Music Machine Travis.
Good morning, Jim. This is Linda from Hutto.
Hi, Linda.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful.
Considering.
Considering, yes.
Well, listen, you know, Doug and I have known you for over 20 years.
Long time.
And as long as I can remember, it has always been the Jim W.W. Travis music making machine.
Well, I'll tell you, I got a picture of one of you, me and the music machine and one of your kids in the Hutto High School gym when your kids didn't even come up to my knees.
That is true.
What was that, about 1974 or 5? Way the heck back.
Oh, yes, sir, way back there.
But poor old Tom wants it all for himself, Linda.
Well, you know, Jim, reckon he's really in that bad of financial shape?
I don't know. I hope not. I'll be glad to give him some parties or loan him some money if he is.
Heck, we could have a benefit dance for him, even.
Hey, now you've got it. A benefit dance with the Tom Allen Music Machine, where he can buy some new equipment.
Well, you and Joe Mama hang in there, and you know we're backing you.
Kick 92 FM. 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, Jim Music Machine Travis. Until October 7th, anyway. I'll get Judge Wapner.
They ought to run your pick.
Kick 92, Jim Music Machine Travis.
Oh, good morning, Ranger Jim. This is Suji Bar.
Hello, Suji Bar.
Hey, guess what? Today only at the Highly Inconvenient Store. Anytime someone buys a Hoochie Coochie or Ranger Jim Snickerdoodle Cookie, all the money go to the proceeds of the Jim Travis Defense Fund.
Hey, now you're talking. You know how Sean Dunlap is, man. He is one expensive attorney.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, every time he comes in, we give him free baklava just because he's defending you.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Wonderful.
Okie dokie. You have a good day now.
Thank
and don't
you,
forget, Hoochie Coochie Buttons going to the people to defend Sean Dunlap. Go to him to defend you.
Well, I'm glad you straightened me out on that, Suji Bar.
Okie dokie.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You have the right to sue. Call me. Sean Dunlap. Attorney at law. There's a whole lot of love on the line. It's come to my attention that I have not played very much Buster Sakamoto this morning. I ran into Buster yesterday afternoon. He was talking about him and Estrelita Suarez Sakamoto being out at the Big Fat Herb's truck stop this weekend in the Weasel Lounge. Get out there if you can.
We will not shrink from the challenges nor fail to see. Americans deserve better. You have raised your voices in an unmistakable chorus.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.
Austin's super hit country.
I'm just gonna be country till I die.
Brand new John Anderson music, super hit country. I gonna be country till I die. I'm Jim, Music Machine Travis, and I'm still, you know how it is when you get a letter from a lawyer, they write in that legalese, and us average people have got to stop and really ponder over it and see what the heck they're, one part of this letter from Tom Allen's attorney to me making me quit using the name Music Machine, it says, accordingly, oh, I love the word accordingly. Accordingly, our client, Mr. Tom Allen, has authorized and directed us to formally demand that you stop using the term music machine or any substantially similar thereto in and all aspects, including but not limited to on-the-air announcements, newsprint advertising, letterhead, or any other form or use or publication. If this infringement and unfair competition is not stopped by October 7th, 1994, we reserve the right to pursue any available legal or equitable remedies on behalf of our client, including, but not limited to, injunctive relief and damages.
Ranger?
Yes, Wesley?
Does this mean you got to change the name of the horse you rode in on?
I don't know, Wesley. We'll have to call Tom Allen and ask him. I've never thought of that before. Whatever Tom says, though, I'll have to do.
Any time love is on the table.
13.
The Ranger and the Dumplin'. I'm Jim Music Machine Travis.
And I don't have to change my name.
Well, I don't know. Tom hasn't given me any instructions on that yet.
Well, Swanson's Chicken and Dumplings might, might sue me for my name.
Dumplin'.
Linda just called over to one of our listeners, Linda, called Case to discuss it with Mr. Allen, and he hung up on her.
Oh, golly, I can't believe it.
Wouldn't talk to her.
Normally, he's such a nice guy. He might be
having... Must be having a bad day.
Might be having a bad hair day.
Big 92 FM.
I've got a hair in my hyson pepper. The good die young. I see the folks at Ventana Mirror and Glass have made the kick switch. We appreciate you listening, man. Welcome into the music. The Ranger and Miss Dumplin.
We need to be correct.
Politically correct.
Politically, sanitarily, whatever correct.
On what?
It was they. At Case hung up.
It wasn't Tom Allen.
Well, we don't know.
Well, I can't feature my pal Tom hanging up on anybody. He's not that way. He's a nice guy.
It was a they hung up.
Well,
so
I'm not going to. I mean, I can't believe
Tom.
Tom wouldn't do that.
I want to say good morning to a former schoolmate of mine, Randy Ayers. The Ayers Jewelry on Peyton Henry has made the kick switch. Good morning, y'all.
Appreciate it, guys.
Say goodbye. Tuesday.
And hanging on, the Ranger and Miss Dumplin. I'm looking over Attorney Sneed's letter again. You know how it is when you get a letter from an attorney, you've got to pour over it and pour over it, and here, pour this over it. And the one down here in the middle of the letter, our client advises that the words music machine have been recently used by Mr. Travis individually and have been promoted on Kick 92 FM radio in connection with a business similar to our client's. Our client advises that the word music machine has been used recently. Hell yes, it's been used recently and every day since 1974. What's so unusual about that, Tom? Exactly.
From the Daily Bugle, the world's softest newspaper, here's Biff Bivens.
Yes, everybody, this is Biff Bivens with the news. An exercise video made by O.J. Simpson, which also features Kato Kalin, will be in stores October 19th. The video features lots of ways for men in their 40s to strengthen their hearts, tighten their stomachs, and avoid hamstring pulls when curled up in the backseat of a truck. In other news, the TV show My So-Called Life, while critically acclaimed, is doing poorly in the ratings and may be canceled. It will likely be replaced by an even more uplifting show, I'm a Depressed Teen with Alone with a Gun. In other news, LaToya Jackson says she and her manager husband, Jack Gordon, have not only reconciled, but have finally consummated their marriage.
Woo!
They also announced that the video would go on sale next month. And now, back to the Ranger.
You have the right...
I'm not uptight. This is merely radio, not brain surgery.
My daddy always...
Little Texas Band. Whatever you do, honey, you gotta kick a little. It's 8:26. You know what I did? I hung up on Denver Kokel. Denver was on line. Denver, sorry about that. Denver was on line one. Tweed Scott was on line two with the traffic update.
And the old ranger is up there in the clouds just stomping. It's going to rain any time because he's been stomping.
I have not. I'm in a great mood today.
I know
just because
I know you are.
Almost stripped completely clean of my livelihood. Can't call my music machine a music machine. I guess I'll have to call Tom when I get off and ask him what the hell he wants me to call the thing. What would you like me to call it, Tom? You mean to change it to what? I'm put a smile on your face, Ranger. You turkey and do the traffic.
690.
Boy, howdy. Don't make them like that anymore, do they? Boy, I certainly hope not. Anyway, remember, if there's anybody out there in the vast expanse of my listening audience this morning that are thinking about opening up a new business and giving that new business a name, be sure and check with Tom Allen first and get his okay or he'll sue you.
Ranger.
Yes, Wesley.
What about Cowboy Christo?
What about Cowboy Christo?
Well, Christo in Spanish means Christ. Do you think God's going to sue him?
Well, he'll have to get in line. He'll have to be after Tom.
Well, I was wondering.
It would be horrible, wouldn't it?
Who, that beautiful woman that's in here, that's Joe Mama, right?
It's Miss Dumplin.
She's the best-dressed DJ in all of Austin radio. She looks beautiful.
Well, she looks like she's fixing to step into a limousine, be whisked to the airport, flown to Las Vegas, and appear on stage with Wayne Newton.
She sure does. Well, I'm going to go read some Spider-Man comics. I'll let you go.
Okay, and don't be calling any of those 900 numbers, Wesley.
Alan's
boots. Hold on. Get you the love.
Coochie, coochie.
Hoss and pepper.
That love will get you.
That's old Hoss and pepper. Got a hair in my Hoss and pepper. Good morning, Kick 92. I'm the Ranger.
Oh, good morning, Ranger Jim. This is Mojo.
Mojo. I talked to Suji Bar earlier.
What? This is Mojo. Guys, can't you tell the difference between us?
Well, certainly. You have that melodious tone, those well-rounded tones of a professional announcer.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Hey, I just got off the phone with Sean Dunlop, and the way things are looking, the way, according to Tom Allen's world, we might not be able to even say weasel.
Why?
Well, Pauly Shore, the comedian actor, he says weasel all the time, so I'm not sure if we can say it.
Oh, I guess you're going to have to check with Tom Allen and find out if you can still use it.
And not to mention that, when we say weasel on a stick, we can't even say stick anymore because of Baton Rouge. It means red stick.
Oh, you're right.
So I think the state of Louisiana is going to come after us, too.
Well,
I don't know what to do.
Just do what Mr. Dunlop does. You know, he got that last client of his, $87 million.
Oh, okay. Hey, guess what? We got some Hoss and Pepper. You want some?
Does it have any hair in it?
Yes, it does.
Bring it on down.
Okie dokie.
Thank you, Mojo. That was Mojo, Joe Mama, at the highly inconvenient store way out on the highway, plumb on the other side of town, where you can push the hoochie-coochie button for only $9.95.
You know something else?
What?
When we were talking to Denver earlier, and you messed that one up, too.
Yeah.
You were talking about Denver uses WW.
Hey.
So you can sue Denver.
I can sue Denver for using my WW.
And Denver can sue the state of Colorado for using his name as a city.
Boy, let's just sue everybody. Let's go completely legalese happy, man. I mean, stand in line. Thank you, Tom.
Try to think about Elvis, Memphis.
You know somebody else? Leslie McDonald. She called. She remembers you doing her Sweet 16 party with the music machine. She works at Covert now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did she say what year it was? I remember a Sweet 16 party. No,
right, she's working. It's got to have been years ago.
I did a wedding reception way back when, a wedding dance, and then 16 years later, I played the Sweet 16 party for their daughter, and that was 10 years ago. That might be the same people.
Might be the same
it was
one,
out at the at the party place out in Zilker Park, that little party hut up there. Anyway, Leslie, hey, thank you for making the kick switch. We appreciate it. I'm Jim, Music Machine Travis. Cheesy old Ranger, Kick 92.
Oh, the old Ranger. I'm so glad to talk to you, Jim. I just wanted to say hi and to tell you this music machine thing. Gosh, I go back with you a long way on that.
Oh, do you really?
You bet.
How far back?
Well, I remember when you DJed and helped a little Walnut Creek Little League out by by getting out there when they were about to lose their place, and that was really sweet of you.
That was I remember that. It was a lot. I remember where we did the dance at, but I remember doing that. Yeah, I sure did.
And I remember, I remember when you first got that machine. I thought that you had it built, didn't you?
Ray Hennig at Heart of Texas Music Company put my music machine together for me, and he didn't even know what a music machine was. He said, "What are you talking about?"
Right.
I kind of invented it, kind of as I went along.
Well, that's the first time I had seen one of those with all the bright lights and everything, Jim W.W. Travis's music machine. Gosh, and now you're going to lose your name?
Yeah, I can still call myself Jim W.W. Travis up until, Tom decides he wants to be called that, and I guess I'll have to let him use that, too.
Well, how about calling it Jim W.W. Travis this X music machine?
I'll give it a consideration. Hey, I appreciate the call, hon.
Thank you. Talking to you, and it's so good to have you back now, and we miss you. We love you. Bye.
On back, baby, before you kill us all. It's 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. Jim, Music Machine Travis, and you're right, Joe Mom. I heard Joe talking to some people here in the studio. We have an overflow capacity crowd in the studio this morning. You're right, Joe Mama. I didn't even get kissed.
That's right.
You could have at least kissed me, Tom. Crying out loud.
You
didn't
have done it
further. I think I'm going out. Spend the afternoon at Snuffy. Set him up, Lowry. I'm on the way, buddy. Jim Music Machine Travis, Kick 92.
Do you remember the David Letterman episode when he had to change the dancing waters, because they infringed on something anyway. But anyway, he changed it to the prancing fluid. So if you have to change it, what about melody mechanism? That's close enough. It's got the two M's and stuff and...
Melody mechanism.
Melody mechanism.
Hi, friends. This is Jim W.W. Travis inviting you to book my melody mechanism.
Well, that's as close as I could get.
It sounds nasty to me.
It sure does. Or rhythm mechanism. That kind of rhymes.
You ought to see my mechanism.
just thought I'd throw that in.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.